So seems that all are ready now for the guided sitting. So you know that now the program will update it. Basically, just before the guided sitting, now you all are going through a mindful walking session. And that's in a way kind of a warm-up session and in a way kind of helping us to establish mindfulness. So with that, it's established mindfulness. Now we are going to enhance it, improve it. And so now it's a time for a guided sitting session. So may you all sit in a comfortable position. Maybe kind of a symmetrical posture, not leaning to any side. It's all right to spend a couple of minutes to adjust ourselves, because when the posture is well balanced, really symmetrical, then it is quite helpful to continue our practice for a long time. Otherwise, in between, we have to change our posture, then that could disturb the process. You can keep your back straight, or maybe if you are leaning to a chair, you can do so. And now you can gently close your eyes. Now we are on a sitting posture, not in walking posture, not lying down, not standing, but comfortably sitting. Check whether you feel comfortable, because as you know, walking is in a way little tiresome, but once you sit, it's more restful, more relaxing. So this restful, relaxing posture, that is the sitting, has to be recognized, has to be well appreciated. Now our head straight, eyes are gently closed. There is no pressure or any kind of tightness in eyelids. We are gently closed our eyes. We are breathing naturally. Lips are touching in a very soft, gentle manner. We are keeping our tongue in the middle, not making any thrust, any pressure onto the gums or teeth. Overall, all the facial tissues are well relaxed, no tension. Neck straight, and you're keeping your head in a way not twisted, not turning to any place, any side. Shoulders are also well relaxed, in a restful position. We are not holding them effortfully. Hands on our lap, or maybe on our table, and they too are relaxed, in a very restful position. If you are keeping one hand on top of the other, probably you can feel the weight of the upper hand, or you can even feel the warmth of each hand. There may be little pressure at our buttocks. You can recognize that. Legs are bent. Calf muscles are relaxed in a restful position. We are not making any pressure or effort there. And our soles of the legs are touching the ground. Maybe heels touching the ground, toes touching the ground. And all these are very ordinary experiences, extremely ordinary experiences. See whether you can recognize all these very ordinary neutral experiences. They are not so pleasurable, not so painful, but mostly they are neutral. Check whether you can recognize all these. If you have to recognize all these neutral, ordinary experiences, you need to be awakened to this present moment. Because our mind doesn't like them and doesn't appreciate them. So you have to purposely open up to the present moment. There may be various interesting past memories, and there may be various interesting future plans. You all have to let go of them. Don't give any value to those past memories or the future plans, hopes. Right now, come back to this very ordinary, neutral experience. This is one of the key points that we have to remember in our mindfulness. We are keeping our attention always. We are trying our best to keep our attention always in the present moment. And that present moment experience may be very ordinary, quite neutral. You can feel our toes are touching the ground, heels are touching the ground, legs are bent. Buttocks have little pressure. We are sitting on a cushion or on a chair, so we can feel that pressure, that weight. Then we are leaning onto a chair. Probably you can feel that. And even the clothes, you can feel that they are touching your body. Hands are restful. They may be resting on your lap. Shoulders are resting. No pressure, no tightness on the shoulders. Neck straight. Head straight. Eyes are gently closed. You can feel your lips. They are touching very gently. And you are keeping your tongue in the middle, not pressing, not making any kind of effort using the tongue, just relaxing, just restful. So while you are coming back to this present moment, if you like, you can take a long breath and slowly exhale. Again, another long breath and then slowly exhaling. This way you can well ground yourself, coming back to the present moment. Once your mindfulness is established, you can keep your attention at the nostril and check whether you can feel the breath. I am explaining in related to the in-breath and out-breath, but this is very similar to rising and falling as well. So if you are familiar with rising and falling, you can keep your attention at the abdomen. So you don't need to move with the breath, but you can keep your attention at the nostril, closer to the nose tip. You are just waiting. There is no hurry. There is no rush. So the in-breath moves in and we simply feel it. In out-breath goes out, we simply feel it. we are not thinking, we are not imaging it, or we are not making any mental image. There is no any imagination, rather simple direct contact, direct experience. Simply keeping our attention at the nostril and feeling the breath, recognizing the breath. Breathing in with a smile. Breathing out with a smile. As each and every breath happens, try to be with it. You don't need to worry about the past or the future, or the thoughts or sounds. You can keep breath as your refuge. That is our primary object. By using it to keep our attention the present moment. Breath happens every time in the present moment. If current breath is an in-breath, you can call it as in. When you feel out-breath, you can call it as out. This simple noting or labeling helps us to concentrate our attention. It reduces distraction. Do it in a very gentle manner. Don't put too much pressure. Very soft, gentle mental knot. In, out. In, out. When your mindfulness refines, you can see subtle changes in the breath. In-breath may be warmer, cooler. Out-breath may be warmer. In-breath may be longer. Out-breath could be shorter. Or in-breath may be shorter. Out-breath may be longer. So likewise, there may be slight differences. Give a little challenge to the mind to recognize all these little differences. All in-breaths are also not exactly similar. They are not identical. There are even slight differences. See whether you can recognize these slight differences. Be a little curious about it. Just to check whether the in-breath is longer or whether the out-breath is longer, or from which nostril the in-breath happens. Is it passing through both nostrils, or is it only using a single nostril? Just check. Give a little bit of investigation. So when your mindfulness is well established and mindfulness is sharpened, you can continue your regular practice. Let it be Anapanasati or rising and falling, or even element meditation, Vedananupassana, feelings, being aware of the feelings, or even being aware of the mental states or various mental phenomena. You can continue your practice.